All right, so what have we run across here recently? We've got all kinds of things occurring with respect to horizontal drilling, and we're using forms that were developed for vertical drilling over years and years. So we're talking today about things you might want to change if you're worried about horizontal drilling. All right, typically the lessee's got to be conducting operations on the lease or on a unit including the lease in order to continue the lease past the primary term. The Manzano case, a New Mexico case, came to a different result. The lease was near the end of its primary term, which was August the 3rd. Chesapeake spudded a well on the adjoining tract on 7/27. No pooling designation was filed. On August 12th, the bit penetrated the subsurface of the leased tract, which was after the expiration of the primary term. What the court found was that there are two lease provisions which allowed that to work and continue the lease so that the subject lease did not expire. It said the defendant had granted the right to pool or combine the lease, and drilling operations on any part would be considered operations for all purposes, even though a pooling designation had not been filed. The defendant timely began drilling operations, so operations on the off-lease property should be included as drilling operations. The intent of the parties would permit the drilling of the horizontal well, and they described the plaintiff's interpretation that we're not conducting operations on my lease until after the primary term as a strained rationale